Case number 9950, Canal Place LLC, west of Cedar Neck Road, west of Fred Hudson Road, being within Canal Place Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Mr. Fruit Ground.
9950.
Which one is that, Mr. Bell?
Canal Place. We're not imposing on you, are we, Mr. Fuqua?
Apologize. You're moving much faster than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. We were.
I'll blame it on Mr. Byer. We were speaking to Mr. Byer. Frank, you want to go up and be sworn in?
This side.
Oh, over here.
New procedure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Frank.
Yes.
Going from Bud to somebody else now, huh?
They still ain't hurting.
No, be sworn in.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Frank Marshall Keith.
Address?
10800 Navy Page Lane, Berlin, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Frank, you can just have a seat. Gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. Again, I apologize for keeping you waiting there. This is an application of Canal Place LLC. This is a request for a variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a portion of a deck that will be surrounding a pool and clubhouse at a new development called Sunset Harbor, which you would probably know as Lindley Village, located down off of Cedar Neck Road, just across from Sea Colony. Lindley Village was an old mobile home community that the owners terminated the mobile home leases. It was purchased and approved for development of a single-family condominium development. There are no lot lines in this development. As I said, it's a condominium, and the property actually fronts on White's Creek.
And you have a copy of the plot that was submitted. Basically, what the development's doing is replacing the old mobile home sites with condominium sites. And the application before you basically involves the recreational facilities that are being built, which are located right here. This old development actually has three lagoons that come into it, if you've ever been in there. Down the end here, what's being proposed is a swimming pool and a clubhouse. The pool itself and the clubhouse will meet all of the setback requirements, so they'll comply with the 30-foot front yard setback requirement. The requested variance is for a portion of the deck, and that actually, it's not a wooden deck, it'll actually be a concrete poured type deck or patio. And what's being proposed is that would basically encroach into the front yard setback area. The maximum point of encroachment would be approximately 17 feet, or a 13-foot setback from the property line. The patio itself would be approximately 2 feet above grade at its highest point, so it would obviously be the same level. So the maximum height would be about 2 feet. Basically, what's being proposed is to take advantage of the view here on White's Creek, and the deck obviously would surround the front of the clubhouse and the pool, as well as serve as somewhat of a raised buffer or retaining wall from the water side. It's a unique piece of waterfront property. As I said, the deck patio area is approximately 2 feet above grade. It will not adversely affect any other properties in that there are no properties directly on either side, other than, of course, the properties that will be part of this development. The code actually permits uncovered decks and steps and things of that nature to encroach into the front yard setback area 5 feet, as I understand it. So 5 feet of the requested variance is already permitted, and what we're requesting, again, is as proposed. And I guess I didn't say it, but the yellow portion here, of course, is showing the area that would be the requested variance area. The dotted line along here is the 30-foot building restriction line.
We think the request here would allow for appropriate and reasonable use of the property. And again, it's not just for one lot, but it will be for the benefit of all the people that live in the community. And Mr. Key, just for the record, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes.
Gentlemen, that's everything I have to present. I'll try to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Here, are there any questions from members of the board? And Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9950, as I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9950. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.